Kindergarten daven sechtes nazar daf lam and vav beginu min alva kintay zmas beginu is the gemara of in hetem etzav leser. This really belongs on the bottom of lamahema base. Rebbe Bose and Rebbe Birchanan only sur in the teira hetem does not come out with eser. As Tosi explains, minim machal chatzis zayis basav eat a half of olive size of regular meat. Machatzis zayis chayav and half of olive size of forbidden fats in the chayav is not going to be combined to the shear zayis to be liable for the eser of eating forbidden foods. As Tosi quotes from the gemara, chotz min nazar except the halacha of nazar. Shechem and teira says. As Tosis Gir says, the puzzle says, and all that which is soaked with the grapes, lo yishta, one shouldn't drink. As Tosis is going to claim, in other words, shem shavu pita b'yayin, if you soak your bread with wine, b'yishpem pas m'yayin, and you have from bread and wine, k'deil tzav k'sais, that it will combine for the measurement of an aleph, chayiv is going to be liable. Hachadosh and Samach Nisad Gemara expounds this shortly on daf lam zayin and aleph. And the reason is, because the ikah k'sais m'yayin, if there's going to be an aleph size only from wine, kol amali, what do you need a pasuk for? What do you mean? Of course, you have a k'sais, because it's soaked in bread. Now, says Tosis me, two of the mishas dashin lahavi. Now, this exposition is specifically from the extra word mishras. They're expounding this, but let me call, not from kol mishras, which kol is a ribui. And therefore, the inlet bismash because of some, you shouldn't have the text that's brought in some gemaras, mishras, b'chol mishras. It doesn't say mishras, it says b'chol mishras. Because that mashma, that would sound like the mikol dashin, like the exposition of the word kol. Dimkin, if that's, and then that, and that, that is the case, then lifreich adir b'vo namanish, ask on revo also, the way you ask on the, on ziri, that you should say, come on, kabbalah, the dorsh kol. And the film, so maybe you're going to say Rabban Dash B'chol Mishras that yeah, because not only Rabban Lazim, Rabban and they Dash and B'chol Mishras Avigat Loi Dash Gol, though they don't expand the call because of B'chol would evolve, but come back, but still, we would still have a difficult. My brother, like, come on, what's the Gemara later on the Balam Zayim and Alf? They might die Mishras. Who said Mishras? Let Mitzav Leis. Who does come and tell us that Mitzav Leis? So maybe it's something else. What do you mean? Limit time of the day. Mishras call B'chol. Say it's not coming from the word Mishras. It's coming from the word because it's B'chol. El of other rather says that obviously Mashmoz the Dim and Mishra is coming from the word Mishra's Wood Mibachol, as we explain. Now, Kitin next day, Masal Ziri, he says, that also the prohibition of sacrificing leavening on the Mizbeach also has this halacha, meaning, as Tosis explains, if you sacrifice a half olive size from leavening, matzah and half olive size from unleavening, Mesarav, Mishim, Kultz, Erlisik, they combine for the prohibition of not to sacrifice any leavening on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, as Tais quotes, "Dimi Maskel Kaman, who's like Rebbe Lazar, the Dosh Kol, like Rebbe Lazar, they expound the word Kol, which here it says the word Kol in the pasuk, because as Tais explains, the Perikul Oiver in the Pesachon of Mebizim and Aleph, the pasuk says, Kol Machmatz Lezachil, all leavening one should not eat on Pesach, which is L'Rabbis Kutach Abav B'Shechem, this comes to include the Babylonian Dib Kutach, which has some moldy bread inside of it, and the Median beer, which has some carbohydrates in over there. That's what Rebbe Lazar says, because of the Ribuy of Kol, Kol Machmatz. Plague Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe disagree. No, you don't see. That this drasha by Chametz. Now, Peshrash Perkei Levin. Now, regarding this machlekes, Rashi explains over there in Perkei Lo Ibrim that the Zirim Mefash Abayis of Perkei Menachas Bois Matzah. Zirim explains the Baisa brought in Perkei Menachas Bois Matzah that when it says in the Torah Kol Sa'ir B'Chol Debash Leisek Tichum that any leavening and any honey should not be sacrificed in Mizbeach. The Tanya Hasan, the Baisa teaches over there as follows: Ainly Elu Kule. I would only know totality. Miktasim Benayin part of it. How do I know? Tam Lema Kol. Says the word Kol. So that's including even Miktasim. And it says the Illuminine, it's mixture, how do you know? Tell me like Kikol. Pidish, Tais explains, what does this mean? Ainly Elikel Zais, I only know if the whole olive size is from leavening. Miktsasa, Iminayin, meaning Chatzi Zais, Minayin, half an olive size, how do you know? Tell me like that says in the buzzer, Kol. It says the word Kol. Behind the Hatim Mitzav Lesa, that's telling you that the permitted is combining with the prohibition. For example, what it means to say is Chatzi Zais, Mazar, if you only have a half of the olive size of the leavening, which is only half the share, but the Chatzi Zais, Mimelts is going to combine together. That's how Ziri knows this halacha. From Kol, which is like a Belaza, to include Hetem Sav Leis. It says Tais is the Kosh Lebrush. It's difficult according to Rashi interpretation. Why? Because Demkain, if that would be the case, then Mefar Gila Brisa comes at Ziri's explaining that Brisa. Because Mefar Abaya, I think it says Hossam, comes at that he's saying the way Abaya explains over there. Parakol Menachis, 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 Menachis. The problem is, Vahachakam, I hear the Gemara tells Lavukim that the whole teaching of Ziri specifically is coming to exclude from Abaya, as the Gemara is going to tell shortly. Another question is my parach. What's the Gemara asking in Kaman? Who's this like Rebbe Lazar? What do you mean? Gam Rabban Yochel is not true. It could be even like Rabbanan. Why? Because Tais explained. He did Rabban Ladash Kol. Though you write Rabban don't dash in the word Kol, but Kikol dash the word Kikol they do and have the word Ki beforehand. This is what the Gemara says. Pesachan Ben Gilman base. If that's the case, Rabban Nami Yisrael Dash Rishayin. So they should also dash in the first drasha of the Miktasim and Ayin. There's two Miktasim and there's Eruvin. So they're not gonna have two because you don't dash in the word call, but kikol they do. So one out of two you do have. So the first one Miktasim and Ayin. Now, Pidush, what does that mean? Chatzizai Sarva Chatzizai Matzah. Half, meaning part. The way Rashi explains it, half a olive size of leavening, half a olive size of matzah. Mikikol Sa'ar. Then he drab on the drash and the Rashi Mikol, the Gersha should be Mikol Kerbalaz. They're not going to have the last one. Come up, Drash Rashi, I'm sure the Yosef, but the most obvious one, the Drash Rabbalaz Mikol, that he explained from Kol, Rabban Dashli Mikikol, which is telling you the halacha of the way we're explaining from Rashi of Hetem Tzavle Isser. So the Kachnir there rather says, Taysa, it appears, is Ich Mafash Rabbis Barakal Manoch is actually in the Pierce of Rabbas, the way Rabb explains about it, which is, he explains like this. It says in the Brayse, "Ain't cool, I would only all of it." Pidush. What does this mean? Not the way Rashi said all of the kizayis. No, kol hakoymitz, the whole fistful. What do you? When do you sacrifice flour on the mizbeach? When you have a flour offering, you have a mincha, and you take a fistful. The Hainu Shnei Zesim, which has two olive sizes, because the Kesaba he holds in kovetz bachel b'shnei zesim. A fistful is not less than a shear of two olive sizes. So I would only know if you have all of it, the whole kaimitz. Miktasa benayim pish, what does it mean? Chatzi hakoimitz, which you kezayis. So you don't say anything about het mesavle isse. Tamalim mekol. That's kol. Yiruv mina, how do you know the mixture? Meaning that I knew chatzi zayis isse, but chatzi zayis the matzah. That drash is telling you that half of that even, it's a mixture. Now I knew het mesavle isse, that the permitted mixture with the prohibition. Tamalim kikol. Ah, vashtas yishab, and that makes sense. To amma, come on, kebalaza, the darsh kol. I mean, the shabbat, the chol, also the chazi kamitz. The chol is coming to teach you half of the kamitz. The maishalei, which we learn, kikol, leiruvai. Dain het metabolizik, and reaches, the bundle, the darshi kol, rakikol, and mitzasa, which tell you only part, though that doesn't mean half of the zayis, dain lechatzi al kamitz, shu zayis shalom. Which you have the whole shear of the iser, just not a whole shear of the kaimitz. Of the ruvai, the hainu, that's metabol iser, leishim in kol, that we don't learn at all, therefore, it is like your balaza. Then the statement we can say like this. How do you know part of it, which is Hainu Chatzizai, is that even half of Aleph size, Mr. Leni holds, as the Gemara says, that Ziri is coming to exclude from him, Haktar, but Chatzizai, that yes, the burning is even less than Chatzizai. So my comma, what's the Bride saying? Eruv Minayin, the mixture, how do you know? What Balabayin, Tzach Eruvai. You don't need the mixture, Lutav Hetalis, to combine Hetalis, because the Isluch Dimach Havik the Bishes. The Is itself, less than Chatzizai, you can Nechaib on its own. That's the Mixasa. So what do you need? The Shem Tzitzit, we can say, is the Huyifash, he's going to explain the Ruvim and Nine. What does it mean? It's a mixture. How do we know? Dainu Michu, when it's dissolved. The Bereish, the Bereish, Samar Bechad Zayz Be'ena. You're right. In the first halacha, we're learning out half of the olive size when it's recognizable. But Seif HaFel, and even if it's not recognizable, El Mocha, you have it dissolved. She'en Nik is not recognizable. Bechem Bereish HaKon. So the Bemunach is that, yes, that's what we're including from Be'eruvah. Then the Gemara asks, wait a second. If the Ir is including Sa'ur because, like a Belazer, so as Tosfos quotes from the word the Gemara, the Masli Hachlein Chometz for Pesach. So then, the Chometz on Pesach, which as Tosfos explains, the Belaza now he had the Mitzvah Leisa there. Belaza holds had the Mitzvah Leisa there also. Doesn't that make sense? Ki Kol Machmetz Leisechelu. So why didn't he say that too? So as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara and the Chalami. Yes, of course he would include also Chometz for Pesach. El Afukim the Abaya, but he wants to come to exclude from Abaya, as the Gemara says, Hach this or Adifa, that actually the case of Tzair is better because Lashmin come to tell us as Tosfos quotes from the Gemara, don't like Abaya, not like Abaya. Come to tell you, that you don't have a ketar b'chutz megizayis, because as Tosfos explains, that's exactly what Rabbi is saying. The ikatir of in there, if you have a combination, then yes, of head and tav lisa. But if you love, but if not, you're not going to be chayiv on the isur itself. Now Tosfos just explains, welcome to Farushle lebrayis and perkam nachas. Abaya explains that brayis and perkam nachas in leil kule. The brayis says I would only know all of it. Pish kezayis, the size of an olive, big tosse, part of it, mini pish chazayis, a half of the olive. The hachi islay that he holds iruvim minayin, the hainu muud soer meurim. Meaning, a meat of soy that's mixed together, the second thing I would have thought is a whole more behetta since it's actually mixed into the hetri is batel. So yeah, he already knows that miktase, but when it's mixed together, you would think that actually now there's bittel, tamalai, make you call. Well, the day in Shaykh TV, right, according to him, there's no combination. That bugs me, you're right, even less than I'm sorry, you'd be chayef. It's just because you would have thought it's going to be batel. And then said, maybe you can say, labai, the doshim calls are the pachas megazayas, that he says from calls, so you learn out less than the gazayas. Amai, the doshim chamas, the chayef, I love the pachas megazayas. So then take your balazas, drasha. Which is what this learn out call by Chometz, which says Kikol, it says call over there. You should learn out, like Abai says regarding Sa'ar on Mizbech, that even less than Gazai should be Chayiv. Chometz says, what you say is no, the Shanting of Chometz is different. It's be Achila. It's the terminology of the prohibition of eating it. In Achila, we know the general Kalal, eating, it can't be less than the size of an olive, and therefore, even Abai wouldn't be able to say over there the liability less than the Gazai. Next test, Maslow test is quoted with the Gemara that he was saying over Lahosh Maita to this teaching meaning, as Tosfos explained to Bavo, that the Bashar is certain that other prohibitions in Hetem Mitzvah Leisa, the Hetem is not combined for the Isser. And he said, Abai asked the question, Mishnah Tvol Yam. Mishnah says, as Tosfos quotes the words of the Mishnah, Mikvash al Truma, which is Tosfos explained, Tapsha of the Kofar. It's a thick and congealed dish, a cereal, could go in Daisa, like porridge. And the Hashem says the Mishnah, as Tosfos explains, you put in spices, how about that is chulin? So if, as Tosfos quotes in the words of the Mishnah, Shenoga Tefillin b'miktzas pasalas kulei. If Tefillin touched part of it, he invalidates the whole thing. And the reason why it says pasal is because the tumah of Tefillin is only limited to the thing it touches, not going to pass around anymore. Now, why is this halacha? Because it's ikar, because that's the primary bishal truma. The Tefillin pasal truma. Tefillin invalidates truma. Now, however, says quotes in the words of the Mishnah, if a mikvah shal chum, if the part is chum, vashumah shemen shal truma, and the garlic and the oil is truma, the nugget tefillin b'mitzasai, and the tefillin touches part of it, oh, then lay pasal malka magoy. That's only going to be on the place where it touches. Tosfos says bavad, only that. Tosfos quotes halachic in Rashi. Rashi's gears is of the Gemara's question is malka magoy my pasal, like we have the gears in our Gemara that oh, the place where he touches, why is that pasal? Because what's the Gemara's question? That's Tosfos explains. What do you mean? The spices are nullified inside the porridge, which is chum. Because the statement that the Gemara holds, the movement that the one who does this mixture of truma and chum is only rabbinically forbidden. Claim, in other words, even the guys have the chay bottle because biblically it's bottle in the simple majority of 2-1, which obviously you have with porridge regarding its spices. I have had the truma b'chad b'meya. This that we know the truma has to have a nullification of 100-1. That's only rabbinic. So why is it even possible, makom agai? So that Tosfos quotes the Gemara's answer. I'm Rabbi B'chana mid'raisu. That it's biblical. Hayil bazar like Allah b'gezayis. Since a non-kohen would get lashes on it for gezayis, meaning what do you mean lashes for gezayis? Mishum the chem truma lao. Meaning the bazar would eat the gezayis of this truma, even though you have a simple majority of 2-1, he would get lashes for eating that truma. So tumanami, which is the theme of this mission of Tvoyim, the truma also chem truma lao, so it still has its title of truma on it. Now, but it's not so severe like truma itself to melt the whole thing. But at least what you touch is going to have that tumah. That's Lashon Rashi Pesach. That's Rashi's wording in Pesach. It's difficult according to Rebbein Tam. Why? From the fact that the Gemara is asking that it should be nullified in the majority, mashmit sounds like shum v'shem in ben. Must be that the garlic and the oil are not recognizable because the davar shebe'en in the spatula is recognizable. It doesn't become nullified. The problem is, it doesn't sound like this. It's done because we learned in the Mishnah, it says, if the Tefillin mitzvah is part of it, in the with a vav, mitzvah, mashma, that shum v'shem, it sounds like going on the garlic and the oil. But let me go down on the parge, like mitzvah, with the feminine, which would sound like the parge. So in Cain, mashma, so it sounds like the ma'irish shum v'shem, and then it sounds like that the garlic and the oil are recognizable. Because you're saying that's what you touch, or else it's all mixed together. When we say this, when it's a solid in the plate, again, it sounds like that is recognizable. Also, additionally, it's difficult to the Rivat, not awesome. There's a teacher over there. If you have a dough that gets mixed in with truma, in the nifzal with tulyam. Tamikama holds, does not become a dough there with tulyam. They say no in themselves, it does become possible. So it says, I'm going to say, you see, when you have that the it gets mixed with truma, it's not recognizable. That loy mafli bein makom magoy l'shalem makom magoy. It's not recognizable. We don't differentiate where you touch or where you didn't touch it. Ella rather man the aser aser v'kula. One that says prayer, but the whole thing. Man the shari holds the shem prayer v'kula. The whole thing permitted. So obviously, you cannot be talking about it's not recognizable because then we wouldn't make such a differentiation. So the kach pesher ben tam different ben tam explains the ayin of tumah shashum v'hashem and mifuzarin al mikvah v'nikar. You're right. The garlic and oil are scattered all over the porridge, and it's recognizable. The ratio, the mikvah shel truma, the ratio that's talking about the parts of truma, the shemeshem and kuli chulin, and the garlic and the oil is all chulin. Yes, what you could say is, wait a second. So how does it make the whole thing possible? Because yes, what you could say is that shemeshem and habikiyad zel truma, the garlic and the oil, although it's chulin, it's like a yad, it's like a handle, a secondary to the truma for the laws of truma. Because the beyond this eichlin, because regarding the handles of food items, from Yirmiyahu, we say in general, as the Gemara says, the chulin of kaviyachaz menav, shemavis is a truma that they bring on truma. I will make for shachul, but regarding the case of sefer, but when the parge is abchul, the shem shal truma, and the garlic and oil is truma, lepasal shom b'shem shenakamay. No, only validates the garlic and oil that touches. This is the gersa that the Gemara says. Rabbeinu, we asked, makom agoy my pasul. Why is the place where you touch going to be pasul? Halav kabeya. This is the way according to Ben Tam. Question, but it doesn't have the shem of kabeya to have tumas eichon. Now, Rabbeinu rashi shachul says like gersa. Rashi doesn't like this text because to become his parash. Rashi many places in Shas psachim. Says shoichel mekabel tuma that a food item does contract tuma fill with kosher in minute amount because the shem teskan like the teskan the darshins oichel yitame melam shem yitame kosher that comes tuma even in minute amount yochav lachem because you think it could be contaminated other things even in minute amount tuma lema shoichel that says no has to be oichel nechem bevasat ran kebeya but the thing itself would be tuma even less than the base so what's the Gemara's question thing. But Rabbein Tamayim says no, that's machta amo. That's only smachta, because and therefore biblically it actually is not mekabel tuma. So therefore it would be correct according to Rabbein Tamayim. And this proof is the said it's all it's none. We learned parkas mekabel oichlin. We have less than a kabel of food items. It's memayit. It minimizes the place of an area for tuma to come through. But Tani say, but the teacher Zakal, this is the rule. Had tuma in a memayit. But tuma does not diminish the amount of the opening from having tuma go into inside of it. So you see that it's not true biblically. An oichel less than the gebeya is not going to have tuma, and it is memayit. Now, the daik, Tosfos just clarifies, says this, that we're inferring that b'holay of kebeya, what do you mean there wasn't kebeya? And then that's the most question, well, why is it going to be possible even where it touches? So Achlevi says, Tosfos, you have to say the lavash hamadaik, it's not going on the case of the oil. We know liquids are tummy less than nervous. So the Shem Parakrat is asking on the garlic, the way we read time understands. But then, since the time begin to say my part, what's the Gemara asking? And the Gemara says, by the shum, take out the word b'shemen, and the word is emesum. Okay, so garlic, yes, the truth is, shem akabal tumma, pokas make a bame address, like we just explained. That it does not contract tumma of less than the gemara for a biblical law. But mekamalkum, like the Gizmer Aranchuk, is medirabon and pasach abba, rabbinically, it is possible. Although it does not make a biblically, biblically it is makabatum. And the Yursa is that the Shema may be how the Pasal word Salam and means rabbinically. The Shema says, what you could say is delicious in the Pasal Mashmah Nagai. So no, the word Pasal sounds like biblically. Okay, Mashan the Gemara answers, Held the Zar Likala Begazai, since the Zar gets lashed on the Begazai. So Tayz explains, Love Dafkanak could like, it's not really getting lashed. No, Truma is Truma Dabun. The Truma of garlic, which is the case of Tumah, is rabbinic. What we mean to say is like this. Held the Zar Likala Begazai, since the Zar would get like a non coin would get lashes, Begazai, if he ate the Shiva, Elohim's Truma Dabun, had it been biblical Truma. So Din and Lakshiva, it makes sense to consider it significant, even though it's not, there is at least Batla Aga and Mikvah, that should not become nullified, secondary to the porridge. The next test master, which belongs to Namad Beis. Oh, so what's the reason? Must be, isn't it? What do you mean? Why would you get lashed of eating kizayis? So this is Abai's question on Rabbi Yechanan Salacha, Rabbi Vo. He says, what do you mean? Don't you see that Mishum had to mitzvah l'issa? Chase explains, because they ain't him to say, look at the kizayis. You don't find any other way to get lashed of that mishum kizayis. Which Tosfos and Tumah say, what do you mean? The Lema wanted to say, "Holy Mizar Lekel Begazayis." Yeah, Azar would get lashed on Begazayis. And Holy Malakim would say, "Mishum Begazayis." We gather it, what was scattered, and put in a pile and eat it one shot for sure Begazayis. By Mir Dibi says, "No, Kedain Derechach Lasa Begazayis." That's not the way people normally eat. Should have time, less Lema. And for that reason, we shouldn't say Shleis Batal Agav Mikvah. That wouldn't be nullified through the mikvah if you put into one pile. No, it sounds like it's all mixed together, and therefore it must be because when you're eating Begazayis, it's because had Mitzav Lesa. As Tosfos makes the remarkable, my time lamashem hetem mitzav leis. I'm also you see, I'm the so even my other prohibitions also islo hetem mitzav leis. We say that they had to come on with this. But atam mitzav leis, and you, however, says all menazir. That's the question that he has on Rebbe Vo.